From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
Good news on a piano. That's good.
That was Good News, played by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. And here is more good news. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's bright young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Red, yeah? I saw you driving to the studio tonight, and your tires were pretty low, it seemed to me.
Low? Say, I've been driving on the rims for 6 weeks.
Why don't you put the tires on?
Well, you can't get any tires anywhere.
I can get tires anytime I want.
Yeah, I know, but your bicycle's much smaller than mine.
Say, Red, yeah? I know where you can get some tires.
Yeah?
A friend of mine who used to run a speakeasy,
yeah,
now has a rubber easy.
No kidding. You know, I heard of those places. They're run by tire leggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful, you know. They may sell you that bathtub rubber.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. You know, I know a fellow who bought a set of those genuine 7-ply tires from one of those tire leggers,
yeah,
you know.
Uh-huh.
And when he got home, he'd found it had been cut with bicycle tires.
Well, say, there really is a shortage of rubber, though, isn't there?
Yeah, the shortage on laughs, too. The,
Priority.
Yeah, you know, you can't even get rubber bathing suits.
You can?
No.
Well, what are the people at Palm Springs wearing these days?
A smile and suntan oil.
Gee, they'll be pinched.
Oh, they've been pinched.
It's going to be anticlimactic, you know, but I say here, what do they do about it?
Well, they just say, ouch.
Well, Red, this tire shortage is sure terrible.
Yeah.
What would all the women drivers do if they can't get tires?
Oh, I guess they'll just use the sidewalk as usual. But you know, there's a shortage on everything. There's a shortage on imported tweeds.
Tweeds.
You know, Mike Taylor had to make me a suit out of awning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now every time the sun goes down, my pants roll up. Say, you know, and if this paper shortage continues, I'll bet Raleigh's put out a cork cigarette with a paper tip.
Yeah, I guess they'll be cutting down on newspapers and magazines, too.
Yeah, they'll probably make them smaller editions. Say, I heard that the next edition of Reader's Digest is going to be printed on the head of a pen. A friend of mine gave me that joke.
What did you do to him?
Shot him in the head.
I bet that took the wind out of his sails.
Yeah, out of his head, too.
I had a windy head once.
Is that so, Ozzie?
Yeah, but I had to let it go. My pigeons couldn't land.
I understand with so many men going into the Army, they're going to have girl filling station attendants.
Yeah, you know, that's really going to be something. Imagine getting your windshield wiped off with a powder puff.
Say, you know, it might be all right at that, Red. Yeah. If they wear the same kind of uniforms they do in these drive-in restaurants,
yeah,
you know, some of those uniforms are pretty tight.
Oh, you're telling me?
Yeah.
I saw a girl the other day, and her uniform was so tight that every time she walked, her bustle smiled. And short, I saw one girl with a dress that was so short it looked like something a silkworm knocked off during each lunch hour.
Brad, do you think those girl filling station attendants will be efficient?
Well, I don't know.
It's right down here.
Oh, yeah.
Want me to say it? Wait a minute, I'll do it. Do you think those girl filling station attendants will be efficient?
Oh, sure. I wouldn't be surprised if they were better than men.
Yeah, I guess they would be better than the men.
Well, let's get back to the
see me side
alive. Nothing but blotches here tonight.
They have a lot of drive-in places in California, don't they?
Yeah, they have drive-in restaurants, drive-in movies, drive-in nut houses, drive-in drive-ins.
Did you ever go into one of those drive-in liquor stores?
No, but my uncle does. He drives in and climbs out, then he drives out and climbs. That's
all.
Well, say, wait a minute. What's all this got to do with a shortage of tires?
Oh, nothing, but it gets me a rest, you know.
Say, have you got good tires on your car, Harriet?
Oh, yes. I have very good tires on my car. They're made of Kleenex.
Your tires are made out of Kleenex?
Yeah, I had to. The radiator leaks.
I had a leaky radiator once.
What did you do about it, Ozzy?
Well, I just plugged it up with my bubble gum, yeah. But I shouldn't have done it.
Why not?
Did you ever see a Buick do a bubble dance?
Ozzy's kind of silly, isn't he, Red?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Besides, he looks cute in pigtails.
Say, Red, tell me, why is there such a shortage of rubber?
Do you really want to know why there's such a shortage in rubber, Harriet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joey Brown's having an upper plate made.
Well, I hope there isn't a shortage in wool. I'm knitting sweaters for the boys in camp.
Oh, that's swell. You know, I tried knitting once, but it's too tough. Those knitting needles are so awkward. It's just like handling chopsticks.
Well, I'd rather knit socks with them today than have to eat with them next winter. The fish in the river, the flowers and trees, the cows and the chickens, the birds and the bees, the rosebud, the pansy, the peach and the prune.
They all like Elmer's tune.
It's the kind of a tune that you already know, the kind that you whistle walking into a show. The sweet-smelling flowers that blossom in June,
they were scented by Elmer's tune. Play it, sway it, you can either Jimmy D or Sammy K it. Sing it, swing it, in any old key, it's music to me.
The smoothie, the smarty, the grocery clerk, the life of the party, the soda jerk, all say it's so catchy, no one's immune.
They mean Elmer's tune. There's a jitterbug named Elmer, and he plays a saxophone. The neighbors come from miles around, they marvel at his tone. The hep cats all start swinging when Elmer starts to blow. He only plays one tune, and I'll explain it so you'll know. It's not a solo by Goodman, a vocal by Bing. It's just a whole bunch of notes played by Elmer the King. So go ahead, Elmer, give out with that thing. Ah, that's Elmer's tune. He'll never play in a concert at Carnegie Hall. He'll never play to the guests at a fancy dress ball. But when you hear something loud, sort of like a duck call, that's Elmer's tune. So if you listen, we will let you hear the stuff you're missing.
I get a groomin', Elmer.
Although he may not be good, he's as loud as can be. He'll really send you, and brother, you can take it from me. He'll make a bum out of that bugle boy from Company B. That's Elmer's tune.
That was Harriet Hilliard Nods. Excuse yourself. That was Harriet Hilliard and Ozzie Nelson singing their own original version of Elmer's tune. Oh, well, how are you tonight, wonderful Smith?
Yes, Mr. Skelton.
What seems to be your trouble?
Well, sir, I have what is known as kinfolk sickness.
Kinfolk sickness?
Yes, sir. It's my wife's folks. They done moved in with us.
No kidding.
I was going to ask my mother-in-law to leave, but she fell last night and hurt her back.
Oh, that's too bad. How did it happen, wonderful?
Well, she come running downstairs, and she keeps forgetting that her chain don't reach to the living room.
Pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, and my brother, he comes in wearing my blue suit.
Well, look, when they ask if you're going to wear your blue suit, tell him yes, whether you are or not.
I did. Then he wears my green one.
Say, do you have many house guests, Wonderful?
Do I? I had so many house guests, I had to move from the Central Avenue Hotel.
Why?
Well, they went in and out the lobby so much, the revolving door was air-cooling the place.
Well, you know, I think house guests are pretty nice, but I guess they get annoying once in a while. What do you say? Tonight we show different types of house guests. First, we have the fellow who's very bashful going to visit his girl, and she is very wealthy. Gee, she kisses me, I'll die.
Well, hello, Richard. Hello. How are you? Well, don't stand there. Kiss me. Richard, get up and kiss me again.
Oh, gee, I feel so silly.
You're still bashful, aren't you?
Yeah, last week I won a prize for being so bashful.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know. I was too bashful to go up and get it.
Everything embarrasses you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll say. Last week on Hollywood Boulevard, my garter broke and it started to drag.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh, I just crawled down a manhole. And I met some very interesting people, too.
How about giving me another kiss?
No, I can't, Gene. I only brought one with me.
Oh, that's silly. There's no limit to kisses.
No?
No.
Has the Hayes office heard about this?
Oh, really, Richard? You shouldn't be so self-conscious.
Yeah, I know. Only today I bought a pound of Sin-Sin. Triple strength.
Shall we go outside and sit in the music room?
Oh, no, I'm afraid you'll want to play, and I don't mean the trombone.
Oh, come on. A little necking won't hurt you.
Oh, I don't know. Necking leads to kissing, and kissing leads to hugging, and first thing you know, I'll be asking you the $64 question. Marriage.
Oh, well, don't you ever want to get married and raise children?
No, I'd rather stay single and raise checks.
You're not sentimental at all, are you?
No, I ain't got no faith in this love stuff.
Well, love's what makes the world go round.
Hmm?
I said love is what makes the world go round.
You mean Isaac Newton laid an egg?
Oh, look, here comes Aunt Lena. She's a spinster.
Hmm?
I said Aunt Lena is a spinster.
She's staggering a bit, too.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Harriet's Aunt Lena. You're,
Richard Skelton.
Where do you hail from?
What do I look like, a blizzard? I'm from Vincennes, Indiana.
Well, I'm from Indiana, too.
You are? What part?
Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah. Well.
2 o'clock. I wonder what time it is.
I think I'll go to a hotel if you don't mind.
Now don't worry, Richard. Auntie is quite normal.
Quite normal?
Yes. That's why she's almost like a stranger in our family.
I think I'll go to a hotel.
Mrs. Skelton?
Yeah?
Are you ready for bed?
Well, yes, I am.
Good. I'll go and turn the spread back in your casket.
Okay. Casket? You mean I gotta sleep in a casket?
Yep. You know I have a slogan. Keep 'em lying.
Well, I think I'll go to a hotel if you don't mind.
Oh, don't be silly. You go with the butler. I'll kiss you goodnight now.
Okay.
Here you are. Here's your candle, your gun, and a map on how to get out of here.
Hey, what's with this place anyhow?
I don't know, sir. Things have been happening ever since we nailed Bobby Breen up in the wall.
Say, I know you're only kidding, but I guess I'll go to bed anyway.
And another thing. If you hear anything in the night and step out in the hall and see a pair of pants go by, don't stop them.
Why not?
I'll be in them.
That reminds me, if you should step into the hall and see a pair of shorts go by, don't stop them.
Why not?
I'll be ahead of them.
Gee, I think I'll go to the hotel.
Yeah. Then we have Clem, the boy from the country going to visit his girl. And as the scene opens, we find Clem walking down the street.
Well, gee, I ought to be getting pretty near Daisy June's house. I've been walking for 2 hours. Sure has been slow going. Well, no wonder. I got my shoelaces tied together. Well, how about that? Am I a dope? Am I a dope? Shall we make that unanimous? Well, here's Daisy June's house. I guess I'll ring the bell. Must be pigeons around.
Is that you, Clem?
Yeah, this is me. Come down and open the door.
Don't be silly. You know we ain't got no door.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll just walk right in.
Hello, Clem. Won't you come into my parlor?
Hey, what am I, a fly? Gee, you look nice tonight, Daisy June. You look nice. You look nice enough to eat.
Well, thank you, Clem.
Yes, sir, you really look nice enough to eat. Pass the ketchup, will you, please?
Come on, Clem, sit down here on the davenport.
Okay.
Are we going to have fun tonight?
Yep, we're really going to have fun. I brought my knitting.
What are you knitting, Clem?
Oh, I'm knitting a glove.
A glove?
Yep.
Why, it's only got four fingers.
I know, it's from my cow.
Hey, where's your old man now?
Well, he got arrested during the blackout for lighting a match in his store.
Oh, that's silly. They wouldn't arrest him for lighting a match in the store.
Oh, yes, they would. Besides, he needed the insurance. Gee, Daisy June, it sure is nice being here with you all alone.
Yes, Clem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's hold hands.
Yeah, let's kiss too, huh?
All right.
Yum, 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 yum,
yum. Oh, Clem, do you really love me?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
You've been calling on me for 20 years and you ain't asked me to marry you. Why not?
Well, I'll tell you, Daisy June. With me living on a farm, I gotta marry two girls.
You wanna marry two girls because you live on a farm?
Yep. You get more plowing done with a team. Hey, give me a kiss, will you?
Oh, Clem, you make me sick.
Well, here, have a tum and pucker up.
Well, say, Clem, I forgot to tell you. Dude Jenkins, that fella from the city, is going to call on me tonight, too.
He is? Well, he can't do that. You're my girl. Gee whiz.
Well, hiya, Daisy. Glad to see me. I thought you would be. Here, have a gumdrop.
Hiya, dude. Gee, I'm glad to see you. This here's Clem.
Which is Clem?
Right here.
Oh, at first I thought it was somebody's dirty laundry.
Oh, yeah, you city slicker, you. Why don't you go back to Azusa, where you came from?
Now, I ain't from Azusa. I'm from Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's where the bad Californians go when they die.
Yeah? What has California got compared with Florida's fountain of youth?
Thrifty drugstores.
Now, don't be funny. Florida is the best place to live. Better in here.
Oh, is that so? Well, you listen here, old young fella, you. Well, we got the biggest trees in the world here in California. Great big thing. The biggest trees. Look at it. You see that big tree out there on the highway?
Yeah, I see that big tree. What about it?
Well, you can drive a car right through it.
Eh? I don't see no hole in it.
Well, you just wait till a woman driver comes along.
Yeah, dude, and that's the smallest tree on the place.
Yes, just a baby.
Tell dude what happened with that little tree.
Oh, he'd never believe me.
Well, come on, what happened?
Well, sir, two little kids said they were going to walk around the tree once. And when they got back to the given point, they were married and had six kids. And that's just a little one.
Well, same thing happened in my place in Florida. Only they came back and introduced me to their grandkids. Yes, sir, down in Florida, everything is twice as big.
Oh.
Pardon me, I'm going to get a glass of water.
I'll fix you.
Clem, put down that brick.
Oh, I hate that guy. Always bragging about Florida. Everything twice as big.
Oh, look, Clem, here comes my pet seal.
Uh-oh, that pet seal gives me an idea. I'll fix that guy. I'll fix him, always bragging.
Well, folks, coax them back. Gee whiz, what's that?
That's a snail. Don't tell me you got him twice as big in Florida.
Then we have a lady and a mean little boy on the block. His mother is taking him to visit his rich grandfather. And Harriet, you be my mother and I'll be the little boy. See? And we're riding along in a taxi cab. Mommy, you know, I like riding in a taxi.
You do?
Yeah, look at these cute little seats. Look how they fold up.
Hey, let me out of here. Let me out of here.
There, now.
Ooh, hurt my back,
now,
Mom.
Now sit up straight. Duh.
Hey, what is that, Mom?
The meter, dear. You can start playing with it when it reaches a dollar.
Yeah.
Junior, at Grandpa's, if you say any silly things, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Mommy, why you always use so much soap when you wipe my mouth out?
I'm saving the wrappers. Yeah. And another thing, Junior. While we're visiting your grandpa, I want you to be a good little boy. The last time you were very bad.
Yeah, I know I was very bad. I wasn't very good, was I, Mom? But you know, when I saw Grandpa looking down that laundry chute, I couldn't resist it.
Well, pushing your grandpa down the laundry chute wasn't funny.
I don't know. It got a terrific laugh out of Grandma. Hey, look, there's Grandpa's house now. You had to stop too quick.
Well, here we are, folks.
Yeah, how much do we owe you, Mr. Taxi Driver?
Well, are you going to pay me, little man?
Yeah, here's a penny. Keep the change.
Now, wait a minute. You owe me 80 cents.
80? That's an awful lot of money. Do you want me to pay it, Mommy?
Well, don't tell me you have 80 cents, Junior.
Yes, I have. You know my little piggy bank?
Yes.
I rubbed him out.
Oh, here you are, driver. Here's a dollar.
Thank you, madam. May all the rest of your children be girls.
Yes. What did he mean by that, Mommy?
I guess he didn't like you.
You know, that's funny. Nobody seemed to like me. But come to think of it, I have no Dale Carnegie, had I?
Oh, come on, Junior. This is Grandpa's house.
This is Grandpa's house?
Yes. What do you think of it?
Looked like the F8A didn't come through, did it?
Now, when you see Grandpa, be a nice boy and give him a big kiss.
No, I will take his hand. I'm tired of going up them big whiskers hand over hand.
Come on, we'll go in. I'll push the doorbell.
Okay. I'll peek in the window. That's why he don't enter. Better push the bell again, Mom. Look at that big doorknob. It's a good thing I brought my hacksaw along. He still don't enter. Maybe he not back from a world fair yet.
Well, well, hello, my dear.
Hello, Father. This is Junior. Junior, say hello to your grandpa.
Hiya, Grandpa. What's cooking? I know you ain't.
Junior, come here and shake hands with your grandfather.
Oh, all right. Give me a penny.
Why, a big boy like you shouldn't be asking for pennies.
Okay, give me a nickel.
Junior, I thought you were going to be nice to your grandfather.
Oh, I just kidding, Mom. I will be nice to Grandpa. Here, Grandpa, let me help you with your cane.
All right. Come, let's go into the living room.
All right. Come on, Junior.
Okay. Gee, that's really a big place, ain't it, Mom? Is this the living room?
Yes, dear.
Well, what lived here, Black Widow Spiders?
Well, it is rather dark. I'll draw the curtains.
Yeah, draw me a short beer while you're down.
Junior, where did you get that expression?
Riding Pop piggyback when he didn't know it.
All right, now. I didn't hear it, boy. Let's sit down and have a nice talk, shall we?
All right, with that, why over here?
Grandpa, don't you think Junior's getting to be a big boy?
Yes. How old's he?
I pretty old. I had 5 1/2 going on Esquire.
Junior, why don't you go out and play? Here. Here's some candy. It's homemade taffy.
Oh, I don't think I want the taffy, Mom. My old baby teeth ain't strong enough.
Now, that's silly. 70 years ago when I was born, I had 6 of the strongest teeth you've ever seen.
Well, look like you right back where you started, don't it, Grandpa?
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Grandpa. Let you and I sit here and talk.
Yeah, you talk. Shall I leave, or is it going to be fit for my widow ears?
You know, my dear, I never did approve of your marriage.
I know you didn't, Father.
Well, that sort of puts me on the spot, don't it?
Junior, I think you'd better go play.
Okay, I will go play. Gee, look at them big stairs. Look at that big banister.
Oh!
Junior, where are you?
I am sitting up here on the top of the stairs.
I can't hear you. Where did you say you were?
I am lying here at the foot of the stairs.
Now, listen, I'm not going to let you act like a ruffian. Now, you sit here in this chair and you stay right where I put you.
Oh, you broke my back. You broke my back. You threw me in the chair and broke my back.
Oh, now, that's impossible. It's upholstered with pillows.
Oh, you... It's your head off, ain't it, Ma?
Now, you stop bouncing up and down. Oh, look, go play someplace else.
Okay, Mom, I will. Oh, look at that poor little bird in a cage. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. He probably needs the exercise anyway. I will open here with a door. A B-38 canary. I'm bored with that bird stuff. I think I'll go slide down a banister again. Here I go, Mom. I'm going to slide down a banister.
Oh, Junior, you did that again.
Yeah, but I ain't going to do it no more. Boy, I never do that again.
Oh, why, Junior?
Well, sliding down the banister, Mom, I was going south, and I met a splinter going north.
Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra playing Lady Be Good from my latest picture, Whistling in the Dark. Say, now let's get back to our cavalcade of house guests.
Because the show has a lot of different types.
Yeah, you know, wonderful, if you think you have trouble with relatives, let's look in on Mr. and Miss America and find the family who has house guests that they don't like.
That's a good idea, Mrs. Skelton.
Hello, dear. Is there any mail for me?
How did you know the mailman was here?
I just saw our dog use a gray handkerchief with brass buttons.
Well, yes, there's a letter from the finance company here.
Yeah.
Well, what does it say?
Nothing. They just send back my ears.
Oh, gee, nothing but bills, bills, bills. Before we were married, you said you had a job.
I did. I had a job trying to get one.
Oh, yeah, here's a telegram.
Telegram? Who's it from?
Well, do you remember that couple we met in Niagara Falls?
Oh, yeah, Niagara Falls. We were there on our honeymoon, weren't we?
Well, what did you think we were doing, taking a shower?
Say, you remember how we used to sit on the porch at the hotel and talk about our future?
Oh, yeah, you were so sweet.
Yeah, I remember. I promise you that someday we'd settle down in our little beer-covered cottage.
Yeah, and you said someday we'd hear the pitter-patter of tiny feet.
Yeah.
What's that?
Gophers. Hey, but tell me, who's that telegram from?
Well, it's from that little couple we met at Niagara Falls.
You mean the bellboy and the chambermaid?
Oh, no, that funny little couple.
Oh, yeah, you mean those dopes that looked at the falls.
Yeah. Well, remember you told them if they ever came out this way to look us up?
Yeah.
Well, Superman, they'll be here any minute.
Oh, no, no.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going back to Niagara Falls, huh?
Too late.
Where's our butler?
Here I is, fit as a fiddle and ready to buttle.
You got a sore throat?
Nope. I was decorating the Christmas tree and got tinsel on my tonsil. Did someone knock or have the termites taking up tap dancing?
Say, tell those people we ain't home.
Can't do that.
Why not?
They're already peeking in the window.
Well, they can't do that either without tickets.
Why don't you call the police and have them pinched?
They must be pinched already. Or they wouldn't be coming to visit us.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. Maybe they'll just stay tonight and leave.
They look too clean for that.
What do you mean they look clean?
They're spongers.
Shall I let them in or the dog out?
Don't let them in, Wonderful.
No, sir.
Get a bar for the door.
Yes, sir.
And get some four roses for the bar.
Oh, let them in.
Whom does yous want to see?
Never mind that, bub. Just get those trunks out of my car.
Oh, your trunks?
Yeah, they're rolled up in a newspaper in the back seat.
Hello, hello, my. I'm glad to see you ones. Have you eaten yet?
No. Not since we've paid our taxes. How have you been?
Well, swell. Gee, it's good to see an old face. But up until now, I've never realized how old your face was.
Hey, you should talk, you and that punch board you're wearing.
Oh, ain't Henry a card?
Yeah, from a marked deck.
Oh, hello, Harriet. Darling, that dress you're wearing is perfectly lovely. But I guess you must get tired of hearing me say that year after year.
Oh, that's all right. When I get to be your age, I'll be repeating myself, too. Let me take your things. Oh, my, what a beautiful coat. Skunk?
Did you call me dear?
No, dear. I just asked if this coat was skunk.
Oh.
Is it?
Oh, no, no. It's supposed to be silver fox. But every time I pass a real silver fox, it steps back and yells, "Hi-ho, rabbit!"
Oh, you really look good, Goldie.
Oh, thank you. And how do you think Benny looks? Oh, you know, he's a self-made man.
Self-made man?
Yes. Double-crossed himself, didn't he?
Mm-mm. Soup's on. Soup's off.
Take away two empties.
Oh, now, they can't be that hungry.
Oh, no? Well, we'd better hurry.
Okay, come on, we'll go.
All right, now, I'll sit here in this chair.
Oh, well, I sit.
You sit in those two chairs over there.
Yeah. Say, where will my wife and I sit?
Say, what are you trying to do, start trouble?
Well, all I know is that my dog's going to get sore.
I suppose you're going to pull that old gag about me eating off his plate.
No, but you're eating his food.
Well, sir, yes, sir, it sure is good to be here. Well, here we are, you looking at me and me looking at you.
Yeah, and I'm getting the worst of it.
What do you mean? Why, compared to my Benny boy, you look like a totem pole with skin.
Is that so? Well, that character you're married to looks like a wart on a mole.
Oh, you're just jealous because he has a newsstand on the best corner on his head.
Now, just a minute, Benzedrine.
Look what's giving out with the talk. Why, I never in my life...
The scene changes 6 months later.
Good evening, sir, and goodbye.
What have those people done now?
I tried what you suggested with the food.
Did it work?
Nope. They like ground glass.
Did you put it in their... Did you put it in their hamburger?
Yep, but it didn't work. They thought it was toothpicks. Did, huh? All they did was just eat and yell, take away two empties.
Did you make any rolls this morning?
Yes, sir. 13. But the cops came and took away my dice.
No, I don't mean those kinds. Say, where's my wife?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. She done left you.
Yeah? She's left me, huh? Yeah. Did she leave a note?
Yes, sir. She left a note in a pair of socks.
Yeah? What does the note say?
Said, dear hubby, I couldn't stand it any longer. I think I'm crazy, but I'm not sure. Signed, Mary, Queen of Scots.
No P.S.?
Oh, yes, P.S. If you know of anybody that wants to buy a round pool table, let me know.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Well, well, if it ain't the stale breadwinner.
Well, did you have a tough day at the office?
Yes, I lost my job.
Oh, my, what'll we do? We'll starve even worse than we had been.
No, no, honey, don't cry. He'll get another job if I have to get out and find him one myself.
Yeah. Look, we're all going to have to get out. I'm selling the house.
What are you asking for?
$5,000.
Yeah, you'll be lucky to get $3,000 furnished.
Look, to get rid of it, I'll take $2,000.
Sold!
What?
You heard her. She bought it.
Oh, that's swell. I'll give you the deeds in the morning, and I'll leave the first thing.
No, just a minute. You see, we really haven't room here. We've been cramped up in that back room so long, you better go to a hotel.
Oh, no, you don't. You can't do that to me.
Put that gun down, or this place will have more bodies lying around than the Fisher plant.
No, put that gun away.
Oh!
Wonderful. Take away two loaded.
What is America? It's the house you live in. It's the place where you work at your job. It's the little plot of ground where your grandparents lie in everlasting sleep. It's the school where your children learn to be citizens of the future. This is the America that Hitler would destroy. It's what you have to defend. Only a constant flow of dollars can keep America's war chest filled. Pledge yourself to put every possible dollar into defense bonds now. Every payday, buy more and keep buying. Buy bonds at your post office, bank, or savings and loan association. Get defense stamps from your retail store or ask your newspaper carrier boy to deliver them to your home every week. Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley, will all be back at the same time next Tuesday. We hope you'll all be listening for us until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton telling you the shortest bedtime story that was ever written. Once upon a time, there was a little island called Japan. That's all. Goodbye and Merry Christmas.
Ed Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.